Well, this morning we are joined on our program by Cass County Public Health Director Beth Olson. Beth, a lot's happened since we talked last week. Good morning.
My goodness, it has. How are you today?
Well, getting better as time goes on. I think everybody's moods got just a little bit better here in the last week, knowing that we're going to start to see some things safely opening and kind of coming back to life. It's springtime. Things come back to life. So I think folks are excited about those things coming back to life a little bit now, too.
I think so, too.
Well, let's talk a little bit about testing first, because that's going to be a big component with regard to doing anything that might be a little bit more aggressive in opening. Last week, the governor announced the testiowa.com website, and I know you've gone there, I've gone there, many folks have. Talk a little bit about that. Is that a matter of just kind of keeping tabs on how we're doing?
It really is, and you know, in the most simple way. So like you said, it's a website you go to, and there's a pretty simple assessment. You do enter some contact information, and I took it a week or so ago when it first came out, and, you know, a few times since then it said, hey, how are you doing today? Why don't you take the assessment again? And what it does is it walks you through a series of questions, kind of like, you know, what a doctor's office might do if you called them and, you know, they wanted to ask a series of questions. You know, have you been exposed? Are you symptomatic? You know, those types of questions to see if you are at risk and if you need to be tested or not.
Yeah, I guess the real key with that, you and I have both been there and looked through that and gone through that process. The real key is just being honest.
It absolutely is. You know, if you're starting to feel a little tickle in your throat, but you think, oh, it's just allergies, be honest about that. And, you know, claim that you do have a sore throat because, you know, as we've learned with this, some people have very mild illness. So, you know, maybe that little tickle or little cough that you've had is maybe more than what we think it is, and it's not just seasonal allergies.
Well, then folks can find that pretty easily. It doesn't take long. It's less than 5 minutes for me to zip through the thing, so it doesn't take very long.
It is pretty easy, and like you said, it's just testiowa.com, and it's a way for them to track and see, you know, where should they be opening these you know, kind of mass drive-through testing sites just like they did in Des Moines last weekend.
Yeah, in a way, it's kind of a medical census.
It is. And, you know, if they start to see something kind of funny going on here in Southwest Iowa and they say, hey, maybe we need to open up a site there, you know, by us entering that kind of information in Test Iowa and being honest with our symptoms and who we've been exposed to, you know, we might eventually see one of those Test Iowa sites come here if we start to see some virus activity.
You bet. Well, as we know, some parts of the state, some specific locations, like some of the packing plants where folks are working shoulder to shoulder, some of the senior living facilities where obviously you've got an entire place full of high-risk folks for COVID-19 have seen some outbreaks, many of those in central and eastern Iowa. We haven't been quite so affected here in southwest Iowa, and that's one of the reasons that the governor here recently has said, here's what we're going to do. 22 of these counties are still going to follow the same restrictions. 77 are going to start to loosen up a little bit because they haven't seen the same kind of impact, and most of the counties around here are among those 77. So folks got pretty excited about the possibility of getting back to work and trying to get back to some kind of normal or at least make progress in that direction. Talk a little bit about that process from a local standpoint. How are you monitoring that?
You know, we've been communicating with different employers. Some have called us with questions. Some we've reached out to them and, you know, just asked questions to see that they are prepared and that they are, if they are choosing to open, that they're going to do it wisely. You know, have you offered your employees face coverings if they want to wear a mask? Do you have extra cleaning supplies and hand sanitizer on hand? How are you going to, you know, what is your plan to manage for a lot of those facilities? They said, you know, no more than 50% of what your capacity is. So what's your plan to manage that if you're getting close to that, you know, max capacity for having customers and that sort of thing come in? So locally, like I said, we've been reaching out to businesses. If businesses have questions, call us. We're happy to talk through those with you. You know, our conversations aren't punitive. We want to support people and do the right thing and make the right choice for their business. So maybe that's totally opening and, you know, following Governor Reynolds' guidelines, or maybe some people just aren't comfortable opening yet, and we respect that, too. We're happy to meet businesses and employers where they're at and help them, you know, guide them in some of those decisions and send them the resources, too, that make sure they're doing all the right things.
You bet. And we should preface, too, not everything has been given the green light to start slowly opening back up again with some of that guidance. Restaurants do. Well, religious facilities, churches and the like, they have the opportunity to be able to hold some services again. Farmers markets were specifically singled out as well as one that can kind of get ready to go again. When the produce is ready, the produce is ready. What else do you do? Throw it away. So, but on a limited scale, too. But they're all a little bit different in their own way. Are there certain guidelines that kind of common sense things that fit for all of them, or do you look at specifics for each one of those different areas?
There's absolutely common sense guidelines. And just like we would say during any cold and flu season, and this is obviously much larger than a typical cold and flu season, but keep your employees sit home if they're sick. Encourage good hand washing. Have hand sanitizer available for the public when they walk in. Wipe things down more often. Keep people further apart. We know if we're not close to people, and especially while they're infectious, the chance of us catching this goes down drastically. So there's, of course, some common sense things that people can follow and should be following. They should be doing those kinds of things anyway. But then, you know, when it does come down to specific entities and buildings, facilities, restaurants, you know, they're all a little bit different. They all have some unique characteristics, too, and we try and help businesses navigate those different things that come up when we're having conversations with them.
Sure, and we don't have time to sit here and go through all the detailed guidelines that have been laid out, because there are very detailed guidelines laid out in some of these cases for the different types of areas that are going to be slowly opening. But yeah, a lot of common sense stuff with regard to that, and it really kind of starts with the number of folks that are allowed to be in there. And you know, I guess people are just going to have to be a little bit more understanding with this early stage now with regard to, you know, when you can and can't be seated maybe at a restaurant.
Exactly. And, you know, they might, like we've said before, it's kind of the new normal, right? You might be asked questions before you're allowed to walk into a facility. They might take your temperature, and just be flexible. Let them do that. Know that they're trying to protect their workers. They're trying to protect the public. And they're trying to protect you by taking those additional measures. So be kind, you know, even if it's a few extra steps, you know, just trust the process and trust that they're doing the right thing to keep the community safe.
Sure, you bet. We all just have to, well, we've been in this for a while now, so we just need to continue to play nice and understand the circumstances that are in, even though it seems like things are loosening up just a little bit. Now, I also wanted to ask you, too, Beth, that this is the time of the year where we don't really think too much about the flu anymore because, well, you know, winter's past us now. We're getting outdoors and separating a little bit more. We've been separated anyway in a lot of cases. But if we do come down with any kind of symptoms, not that you want to discount the common flu these days, but should it be a little more common sense that folks would want to be on top of that this time of the year?
It absolutely should be, especially, you know, if it did kind of come out of nowhere, or maybe you know that you were in public a little bit more and maybe you did have an exposure. So it is a good idea to be, in tune with your body and how you're feeling. And we've seen that COVID can kind of have some unique symptoms. And we just recently saw this week that CDC expanded some of those symptoms, too. So, listen to your body. If something doesn't feel quite right, you know, contact your healthcare provider, talk them through kind of what's going on, and maybe you do need to be tested.
Well, and even though the hospital facilities here in the area have been allowed to kind of get back to doing some of the things they weren't allowed to do, some of the elective surgeries and some of those things that they weren't allowed to do during that time, preparing for what could have been perhaps an onrush of COVID-19 situations, which thankfully we didn't see, that doesn't necessarily mean that they aren't prepared now, that they've put all of that stuff away and they're just going to go back to normal. They are still out there vigilant, and testing is still available if folks feel like they may be in that category.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, this is long from over. We know that Governor Reynolds is loosening some things up, and, you know, rightfully so. That's really what the, you know, the data is showing. We haven't had a lot of virus activity on this side of the state. But, you know, the hospitals, of course, are absolutely equipped to deal with testing. You know, ill patients that might present, they're prepared. Any hospital, you know, that you would go present to at this point, they should be able to test you. And if you need additional care, they can provide that to you.
All right. So no worries about getting out necessarily and doing some of those things. If you feel comfortable doing those things, we should remind folks, just because restaurants and maybe some retail outlets are open, I'm guessing a lot of them will still offer takeout for the restaurants. They will probably still take orders by phone. If it's a local retail outlet, they want to serve as many customers as they can. If you don't necessarily feel comfortable yet going out and mingling with folks, that's okay too.
Absolutely, and especially if you're still in one of those high-risk categories, I would encourage you to keep, you know, practicing that extra physical distancing and, you know, being mindful of where you're going and extra mindful of kind of that hygiene, washing hands, wearing the face coverings when you are out in public, because you're still at higher risk, you know, and so, like I said, this isn't over yet. We're not in the clear just yet. But, you know, absolutely, you are not required to go out now that these stores and businesses are open. You know, use the online functions. You can still get takeout. You know, be responsible if you think that you have concerns for your health.
Absolutely. And it's okay to feel good that we have some of our freedoms back again.
That's right.
All right. Very good. Well, Beth, thank you so much. We appreciate it. And a lot of news coming out of your office here in this last week, too, with regard to local issues and the do's and don'ts and helpful hints and things. And we appreciate you guys staying on top of all that for us.
Sure. We're happy to.